Genesis chapter 24. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and Yahweh had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said to his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had, "Put, I pray you, your hand under my thigh, and I will make you swear by Yahweh, the Elohim of heaven and the Elohim of the earth, that you shall not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites amongst whom I dwell. But you shall go to my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac." And the servant said to him, "Peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow me into this land. Must I needs bring your son again into the land from whence you came?" And Abraham said to him, "Beware that you bring not my son there again. Yahweh, Elohim of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spoke to me, and that swore to me, saying, 'Unto thy seed will I give this land,' he shall send his angel before you, and you shall take a wife to my son from there. And if the woman will not be willing to follow you, then you shall be clear from this my oath. Only bring not my son there again." And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham his master and swore to him concerning that matter. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed. For all the goods of his master were in his hand, and he arose and went to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down outside the city by a well of water, at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, "O Yahweh, Elohim of my master Abraham, I pray you, send me good speed this day and show kindness to my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, 'Let down your pitcher,' I ask you that I may drink, and she shall say, 'Drink, and I will give your camels drink also,' let the same be she that you have appointed for your servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that you have showed kindness to my master." And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, and with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her, and she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, "Let me, I ask you, drink a little water of your pitcher." And she said, "Drink, my master." And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him to drink. And when she had done giving him to drink, she said, "I will draw water for your camels also until they have done drinking." And she hasted and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again to the well to draw water and drew for all his camels. And the man, wondering at her, held his peace to see whether Yahweh had made his journey prosperous or not. And it came to pass, as the camels had gone drinking, that the man took a golden earring of 1/2 shekel of weight, and 2 bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold, and said, "Whose daughter are you? Tell me, I ask you, is there room in your father's house for us to lodge in?" And she said to him, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which she bore to Nahor." And she said moreover to him, "We have both straw and provender enough and room to lodge in." And the man bowed down his head and worshipped Yahweh. And he said, "Blessed be Yahweh, Elohim of my master Abraham, who has not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I, being in the way, Yahweh led me to the house of my master's brethren." And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran out to the man and to the well. And it came to pass, when he saw the earring and bracelets upon his sister's hands, and when he heard the words of Rebekah his sister, saying, "Thus spoke the man to me," that he came to the man, and behold, he stood by the camels at the well, and he said, "Come in, you blessed of Yahweh. Why do you stand, you, outside? For I've prepared the house and room for the camels." And the man came into the house, and he ungirded his camels and gave straw and provender for the camels and water to wash his feet and the men's feet that were with him, and there was set food before him to eat. But he said, "I will not eat until I have told my errand." And he said, "Speak on." And he said, "I am Abraham's servant. And Yahweh has blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maidservants and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bore a son to my master when she was old, and to him has he given all that he has. And my master made me swear, saying, 'You shall not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell, but you shall go to your father's house and to your kindred and take a wife to my son.' And I said to my master, What if the woman will not follow me? And he said to me, Yahweh, before whom I walk, will send his messenger with you and prosper your way, and you shall take a wife for my son of my kindred and of my father's house. Then shall you be clear from this my oath when you come to my kindred, and if they do not give you one, you shall be clear from my oath. And I came this day to the well, and said, O Yahweh, Elohim of my master Abraham, if now you do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin comes forth to draw water, and I say to her, Give me, I ask of you, a little water of your pitcher to drink, and she say to me, Both drink you, and I will also draw for your camels, let the same be the woman whom Yahweh has appointed out for my master's son. And before I had done speaking in my heart, behold, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down to the well and drew water. And I said to her, Let me drink, I ask you. And she made haste, let down her pitcher from her shoulder, and said, Drink, and I will give your camels drink also. And so I drank, and she made the camels drink as well. And I asked her and said, Whose daughter are you? And she said, The daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bare to him. And I put the earring upon her face and the bracelets upon her hands, and I bowed down my head and worshipped Yahweh and blessed Yahweh, Elohim of my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter to his son. And now, if you will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me. And if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, The thing proceeds from Yahweh. We cannot speak to you bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before you. Take her, and go, and let her be your master's son's wife, as Yahweh has spoken. And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshipped Yahweh, bowing himself to the earth. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment and gave them to Rebekah. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. And they did eat and drink, he and the men that were with him, and tarried all the night. And they rose up in the morning, and he said, Send me away to my master. And her brother and her mother said, Let the damsel abide with us a few days, at the least 10. After that she shall go. And he said to them, Do not hinder me, seeing Yahweh has prospered my way. Send me away, that I may go to my master. And they said, We will call the damsel, and inquire at her mouth. And they called Rebekah, and said to her, Will you go with this man? And she said, I will go. And they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rebekah, and said to her, You are our sister. Be you the mother of thousands of millions, and let your seed possess the gate of those which hate them. And Rebekah arose, and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels and followed the man, and the servant took Rebekah and went his way. And Isaac came from the way of the well Lahairoi, for he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the evening. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she got off the camel, for she had said to the servant, What man is this that walks in the field to meet us? And the servant had said, It is my master. Therefore she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. End of chapter 1.